Jesus.
Very nice to see you. Yes.
Developing love, care, and respect and cooperation amongst devotees.
Loving love, care,
loving,
caring,
respecting,
and cooperation.
Cooperating among devotees.
Cooperation among devotees. Get on this. Right. The remembrance of Prabhupada's famous statement when he left the planet. So Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown, not by how much you study the scriptures. Yes, you should study. This is a book as well, which you saw in the scriptures. Not by how many prayers you have done, or how many you should be supported. We should do all these things. But there is purpose why we should learn. It's not the seminars or lectures we have done. We should go there, because they are all Krishna conscious activities. We should go there. As the Prophet said, of all the activities we do, I will see the result of everything we do by how much you cooperate with each other. I will show the love you have for me in our cooperation. The cooperation among each other will show the love you have for God. What did he say before he left? In Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 30, verse 8. But Krishna spoke to the Pratyatas. I am very pleased with you. I am very pleased with you. Two times. I am pleased with you. I am pleased with you. Therefore, I am ready to give you any benediction. Why? How you cooperate with each other please me. They all have different backgrounds, but their cooperation, they work as a team. Therefore, Lord Krishna became pleased by their team spirit. And he is ready to give them any benediction, whatever they ask for. Lord Krishna is ready to give them. The love is sure for each other, not for Krishna. Krishna is not pleased that the love is sure for him. Krishna was pleased that the love is sure for each other. What does that mean? We are not going to Goloka to go and learn how to love God. It is not there we are going to learn how to love God. It is here. Love of Godhead begins from here. It is among ourselves. This is where we practice love of Godhead. So, this emotional environment, Krishna consciousness, the Hare Krishna temple, it's a place where we are trained or we are learning the eternal occupation we are going to do with Krishna in the spiritual world. Here, the background. So, His Holiness Bhakti Chitta Maharaj created a school of love. School. You have that school? School of love. The school of love is Krishna consciousness, it's Hare Krishna movement, the school of love. Where people are trained and they love each other. We shouldn't make mistake by thinking that my love of Godhead means loving Krishna. Love of Godhead means here, how much I care for you, how much I love you. Therefore, this environment is created to prepare us for what we want to do in eternal location. The highest thing in this world, the highest thing, the highest pleasure, the best thing one could get in this world is relationship. Relationship. If you have no relationship, you cannot enjoy anything. You can enjoy anything without relationship. For you to enjoy it, you will have someone to have something to identify with, to relate with. So relationship is all. It is not an extracurricular activity we have to do in our life. It is everything. Relationship is everything. It's everything. Thinking of going back to Godhead, what are we thinking we are going to do there? In the Bible, it is said, "Come ye unto me, all of all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So the Christians, after reading this verse from the Bible, their understanding about rest is that we have suffered too much in this material world, we are going to bring our God's mercy. So they drew a small baby and they quoted this verse. "Come, I will give you rest." So you two will be sleeping. Quiet at home. That is how you understand rest. The rest does not mean to go and sleep there. Resting is not sleeping. In Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, the local benevolence is full of activities. It is full of activities. People know how to relate with Krishna. People know how to give Krishna pleasure. Therefore, when we perfect our activities here, then we can think of going back to God. So we have to learn from here. In the material world, there is nothing like love. We don't have anything like love in the material world. That does not exist in the material world. We don't even understand what it means. Do you understand love means? What love means? Love means when you are ready to suffer. Love is painful. Not what enjoyment I can get from you. That is cheating, that is lost. So our society today is based on what I can get from you. It's a taking society, not a giving society. So what is the question of love? People come together in the name of loving, but what are we coming together for? Even communities, what are they coming together for? To see what I can get from you to cover my emptiness. I want to cover some void, some emptiness in me. And I'm thinking that what will cover my emptiness exists in you. Therefore, let us become friends so that I can cover my emptiness for you. It is cheating. Because you don't have it, I don't have it. Our relationship becomes bad. Therefore, what begins in the name of love ends with hatred. Because both of us are coming together to cheat each other. I don't want to give to you, but I want to take. See, it's a fake society. Therefore, there's nothing like love in the material world. Love exists in the spiritual world with a pure entity, but when it comes to the material world, it becomes lost. Lost means what? My desire, not your desire. Therefore, when we come together, I'm coming together to get what I desire from you. So it is a display of hatred, display of selfishness. That is what we get in the material world. Therefore, the divine grace that is in Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has created a society to create an environment where real love of Godhead can be practiced. is a place where we can practice loving Krishna by how we love each other. So, how we relate with each other has a serious impact in our devotional life. The relationship we have with each other, either man or woman, it doesn't matter. What matters is what is the quality of our relationship with each other. That matters. What is the quality of our relationship? The relationship is based on the body, the selfishness, or the relationship is based on giving, which love means. Love means giving, not taking. Whenever there is taking mentality in any relationship, that relationship would never last. Even if you like, it is something that struggles to exist. Not a satisfying relationship. Therefore, the material world, no relationship here is perfect, is completely sweet. But in our wife, it is the same cheating. Parent and the children is cheating, all cheating. The student or the teacher is all cheating. The boss and the servant, they're all cheating. Everything is cheating, is based on cheating. Selfishness. Love is different from what we understand. Is indeed love is completely different. No taking mentality, it is only giving. So we see that we see that among the pure devotees. You see the sages in the forest, the sages are meditating in the forest. When they see another sage come to visit them, what do? The result of all the sages I have practiced for years, take it. They don't pretend it. They offer it to the same who are going to visit them. Take the result of all the things I have performed for years, I have been suffering. Whatever I have gained, take. They are doing it without pretension. It is sincerely from their heart. They meant it. And what Buddha says, this is a wonderful chance. I don't have to waste my time to practice again. Someone else has done it for me. No, they don't have that mentality because there is no cheating between them. They say it will humbly accept it because it's a gift. You will accept it. Thank you very much. I am not a cheater. I am not a busy man. I appreciate what you have given me, you will give it back. Yes, like someone has given me this garland, I'm going to give it back to him. It's worth it. It's worth it. That is the culture of love. This is the culture of Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas, they cultivate loving relationship between each other. There is no cheating. There is no selfishness. It is not about my salvation. Devotional service, love is not about my salvation. It is not about my salvation. If it is about that, the problem will not come here. Of all the sacrifices, all the stages, all the difficulties the Prabhupada went through, what was it for? To make money? Make disciples? To be glorified? This he can get it in Goloka. He does not need to come there to trouble you, obviously. He does not need it here. They are better born there. So he can stay there and get perfect. Proper, genuine respect, glorification, fame, it is existing thing, not here. Here is flattering. Love. A meeting to do all the sacrifices he did just to give us Christian consistency. That is love. So devotees, they experiment that. So you know, the Pope had created this society to demonstrate love, to show love, to train us how to have this love. And what people are talking about, musicians are singing, poets are writing, people are talking about it, billboards are advertising, television is, but nobody knows it. Only pure devotees knows what is love. And it is only pure devotees that genuinely demonstrate it. So in the Bible, Jesus is glorified by this statement. What love has a man that he has to sacrifice his life for others? That's a pure duty. They sacrifice their life for others. What is that? It's love. Because they care. They care. Let us try to understand what the care means. The different ways of showing our love and our care for each other. Most of the times we go for the lower side. We don't go for the higher side. Most of the times. This is what we do. For us, love means what? The key means what? I am doing something sinful, and it just covers me. Right? That is love. The love means so much that you don't see the nonsense things I'm doing. That is not love. That is hatred. That is wickedness. Love is painful, he said. Love is painful. I'm able to tell you the nonsense you are doing that is killing, that is love. Because by doing that, we help to put us in proper track, on the right track. That is love. That is killing. We care for each other means what? We have to be our brothers and sisters keepers. Brothers and sisters keep at ease. I am watching over you exactly the way a mother watches over a child. That is love. Without expecting anything. So if love means that I care for you so much that by doing something which is very, very destructive to yourself, I'm ready to tell you, my brother, my sister, this is wrong. Don't destroy yourself. And we should be ready to do that. If you don't do that, it means that I hate you, and I am also doing the whimsical thing, therefore I cannot correct you because you have also seen that I'm doing the same thing. So if I correct you, you are going to point out to me what about you yesterday indeed. So I kept quiet yesterday when we did that, and today we keep quiet when I did mine. The cheating is gospel. So we consider this to be humility, we consider this to be love, we consider it to be caring more. Love means if a relationship is not healthy, is not supporting my Krishna consciousness, I am willing to give you distance. That is my love for you. Because that will help you to reduce the offenses you are making. That is love. That is caring. Caring means the relationship I have with you is not so wonderful. My relationship with you is not helping my Christian consciousness. Therefore, my care for you is that I'm keep distance. So I help you not to make offenses. They also help you not to make offenses. Keep distance. That is love that is caring. We have to complete what is the background, what is the foundation of our confession. Confession means what? Some group of thieves went to steal. After stealing, they sat down together and said, you know, we have to honestly share this, we have to cooperate. They were each other and sharing this equally. That confession. That is not. The partner was they cooperated to marry one wife. Did they quarrel? To marry one wife, they cooperated to maintain one wife. Five people. One wife. That is cooperation. I felt cooperation. There was nothing like misunderstanding between them. Why? Because of their quality is very high. Their quality is very high. Therefore, to maintain peace, to maintain cooperation, to demonstrate love among those who are highly elevated. It is a natural life. It is not something they have to learn and struggle with. It's something natural. We have difficulties with demonstrating love for each other because of our mode of ignorance and passion. Prominent. So, in ignorance and passion, cooperation will be difficult because I cannot accommodate you. You cannot accommodate me. That's a mode of ignorance and passion. Those who are in goodness, those who are pure, they have no difficulty with anybody. They have no misunderstanding with anybody. They don't have. And you cannot offend a person in goodness. You cannot. We can only offend a person in ignorance and passion. Or those who are in ignorance and passion can also make offenses. But in goodness, you cannot offend a person in goodness, nor he can also take offense. They don't take offense because the quality is very high. You don't see a God brother, you don't see a God sister. The God brother, God sister is not because both of you have the same special master. I'm talking of his family, the San Jose family. We are all brothers and sisters in one family. This is a proper tree. It's a proper tree. It's in branches, then on this tree. This family. No, I'm not talking about their friend. It's a friend, a family. A devotee. A devotee, big or small, a devotee that we don't see for a week. We call to find out. I'm not seeing you for a week. What is happening? We call, we make a call. We don't see, but we don't see a sister. A week. I don't see you for a week now. What is happening? We make a call. How much does it cost to call in the city and ask? Why didn't we come? When we feel very happy not seeing a devotee, that means what? It's a great offense. It is paramount apparent. Not to feel happy upon seeing a devotee is paramount apparent. It's a offense. So we call a devotee we're not seeing for a week. For 5 months? That devotee does not exist in our life. A devotee does not exist in our life, so we don't see that a devotee has not come here for a week. We don't see. Please don't deceive yourself thinking that You are very advanced devotee. Advanced devotee knows every devotee. He knows every member of the family. That's advanced devotee. He knows every member of the family, and he knows everyone what is happening. Lord Ramchandra will disguise himself and move among the citizens to supervise what is happening. That is love. That is caring. Because when you depend on the servant, they will not give you a proper report sometimes. They will not give you a proper report. Many people suffer behind, even when the location of God is going on. So-called disciples will not allow other disciples to see the guru. Because that they heavyweight. So you are featherweight or lightweight. So you have no chance to see guru. So many devotees are suffering behind. I'm telling you, so many devotees are suffering behind, which you don't see. What is the baptism you are talking about? What is it? When is it? And what is it? That you don't know that so many devotees are suffering behind, are crying. Krishna is hearing and we are not hearing. Krishna is hearing all the cries from different devotees who are suffering behind him. Because the heavyweight devotees have blocked their chance from seeing the person that helped them. So where is the caring? Where is the love we're talking about? Lord Ramchandra hears every one of the citizens. He hears all. Why? He goes out to identify the people. So if we want to demonstrate love, a leader should not sit in one place. If he sits in one place, he will become like a level gazer. He can't see beyond that level. You don't see broad. So don't see what is happening in the community. You see. Community of vice will not see. I'm repeating, many devotees are suffering behind. You are sitting in the front, but many devotees behind you are suffering. Are we hearing their voices? So what is the caring? We're not seeing a devotee for a month. We're not calling the devotee to find out what is happening to the devotee. Oh, we are Maya. Right? That is Maya. We are Maya. Anybody who knows what we are, we are Maya. For who? We are Maya. Yes, is not Maya that means you don't know the temple?
Yes.
We want. You are Maya. And what about you? You are in love with God. But God, Godhead will make you to hear the voices of those you admire. Yes. Now the God is so powerful that you hear the voice of everyone in the community. Then, to make a living, Lord Ramchandra disguises himself in most among the citizens. He hears what is happening. Oh, there is a need. There's no light in this corner of the temple for a month. He knows about it. So the people loved him because he's caring for them. They loved him. And he loved his people. Yes. I was in Radha Gopinath's temple. At that Gopinath temple. And his holiness Reverend Maharaj came. I came late at 1 o'clock. I was desperate to see. So I didn't sleep. I was waiting. So when he came, the devotee went to meet him on the airport. So when he came, the devotees, they all ran to go and meet him. I gave everybody a chance to pass, so I was behind. I stood behind. So I was there. So devotees came, offered obeisances to Maharaj, and then I saw how he cast loving glances from all the devotees, deeply, with a penetrating look of all the devotees. He covered the whole devotees, but the loving heart for them in his heart. Nobody preached to me, he didn't tell me, not devotees were. Even the devotees didn't see, because we were in front, I was at the back. Because I wanted to see what is happening, and I saw it. So in that temple, every devotee in that temple are very confident in their Christian consciousness. Why? Their spiritual master loved them. And he cared for them that every single devotee in that temple does not worry about their future. They're confident, therefore they're giving their best. They're giving the best. when the people see that the leader loves us, the leader cares for us, when the citizen sees that, they will also reciprocate. They will give their best. If I don't have trust in you, why should I give you my best? I cannot. I have reserved it for the person I love. The person who loves me, the person who cares for me. I will give the best to the person. So the caring attitude is very much prominent in that time. Caring attitude. You can see it clearly that it's a kid. Devotees are trained to deal with people from the heart. So we don't see a devotee for a week or a month who declare Prabhu is in Maya. And then you are pure of God. I don't think so. If you are pure of God, you're supposed to see that the person is in Maya and go there to rescue the person in Maya. That is love, that is caring. So that is very good. We have to make sacrifice. But to make sacrifice. So, love does not require taking mentality. Love means to give. There is no taking culture. What to give. Can you imagine a society in the Bible where people are living together just for each other? Can you imagine? The energy in that environment. People are living for each other. So when we are sitting here, we must pray for all that what is in our heart. Do we have space? In my life, all of you have a space for all of you in my heart. That is love. That is caring. What does that mean? Your problem is my problem. Your problem, when your problem has become my problem, that is love. That is caring. The Bible is relating here, people are living for each other. One person probably becomes the problem of all the people in that community. That is love. That environment is by contact. That is what's appropriate to us. By contact atmosphere. If we want to help ourselves to develop the compassion, where this love for others will come, we should learn to visit hospital. We should go and visit hospital, not because the youth is there, but we should go and visit hospital. All of us, Let us visit hospitals. It will have a significant impact on us if we do it. A devotee is in a hospital and no other devotee knows. Right? So do we expect that devotee to come and do something for you? When he is sick, nobody knows that he is sick. 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, the devotee will be in service at the temple, have not come to the temple, and nobody called to ask. Even if you call, it will chastise, why are you not here? Not to ask, what has made you not to be here by this time? We should first of all ask, what has happened that you are not here? But not to call a person to chastise because the person has not come. First, let us understand why the person is not there. That is love, that is caring. A devotee is having difficulty, and I'm reminded, oh, you. Yesterday, when I asked you to bring me a bucket of water and refuse, now you have a problem. I will not go to your father's funeral because he refused to give the bucket of water yesterday. This is just ignorance we are displaying. It is not bhakti. Tooth for tat. What is that? Tooth for tat. Understand tooth for tat? It is vengeful attitude. That is not the life of a devotee. We were talking about yesterday, so the Bhakti Chitana was telling us yesterday about the first day yesterday, what Nelson Mandela, what a wonderful qualities in him. We call them Karmis, right? We call them Karmis. We are transcendentalists, and they are Karmis. A Karmi was jailed for 27 years for no apparent reason. He came out, he forgave all the people, and even he gave them posts when he became the president. What is that? Caring. He has love. But we transcendentalists. Huh? I have lost my father, and because, okay, I didn't greet you. Because of that, you cannot come and assist in my father's disappearance, my mother's disappearance. That is love. It is caring. That is bhakti. That is transcendence. It is not transcendence. This is ignorance. It means that we have so much in ignorance. We should understand that selfishness is not bhakti. Selflessness is bhakti situation. You should understand that when we maintain selfishness, those who are selfish, you will notice that in your life, even as a devotee, you are selfish, you will be associated with loneliness. Be lonely. You'll be worried and afraid of the future. Be bored. Depressed. Burnt out. It is due to selfishness, not bhakti. A lovable person will never have this negative experience in his or her life in the circumstances. Because he is sharing so much that he has forgotten himself as self. It's a selfless thing. And then when Krishna sees that this person is so much engaged in helping others, Krishna says, okay, now you are helping others, I will help you. I will help you. So, since I have forgotten, I said, but when we put ourselves at the center and forget others, Krishna will not come there because we need to occupy this place. We're going to the center of Krishna. They will remain bored, even practicing this kind of process. Depressed as a devotee. Burnt out as a devotee. That is it. This is enough. My friend, see, you are in danger. You need to develop love for others. We should learn how to care for each other. We should care for each other. We should feel the best of others. We should be there to help others. We should be there. We should be eager to be available for other devotees. And Krishna sees that we are selflessly working. And those who are selflessly working, they have mystic power to be empowered so much so that they will do things beyond their own capacity. That will be very powerful, and we have to understand it. So, give up grudges, malice, and the value for others. Because there's no guarantee that you are going to leave that body last when everybody has given up this body. There's no guarantee. So when we give up our body now, who is there? The devotees you are around will be responsible for our body. So it is very important that we should treat each other very, very kindly, because we never can tell what will happen tomorrow. We cannot. By the way, it is a process of loving. So we have this responsibility. We'll practice it. We'll practice it from being neutral. We should start the journey from being neutral. Nobody is in our mind as an enemy. Nobody. Nobody. Our mind is free of everybody. Even those who are so-called not favorable to our ego, it doesn't matter. We should have space for everyone. It pays very wonderful. Will succeed if you have this culture. Our Christian consciousness will be very, very wonderful, very, very sweet. Even in the middle of difficulties, our Christian consciousness will be very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. Very progressive. We will never have any difficulty. All the difficulty will become very sweet. Be an wonderful opportunity for you to move forward. So for devotees who are very loving, who are very kind, very compassionate, they don't have difficulty. There's no obstacles for them. Obstacles are meant for devotees who are selfish. They have difficulties. Everything becomes very difficult.
Hare Krishna.
Comment, question. Yes, sir.
You mentioned that if we want to show care, love, others, we must be willing to chastise.
Yes.
And it may happen that the person may not understand, and that may create more problems. Instead of helping him by chastising, we may have to let go of understanding, cause more difficult.
basically the chantai does not understand.
Yes.
So before we give someone punishment, we should know why, we should tell the person, we let the person know why he's being punished. The person should know why he is punishment. Should let the person know. Okay, you break principle, therefore we suspend you from this service. He should know. Right? We should not give someone punishment without explaining to the person why the person is punished. The person should know. So he knows that, okay, I did this, so I'm punished for this. And devotees who don't accept assessment, their problem is forcible, and they cannot make advancement. This morning, the one was talking about. When Krishna knows someone, he will chastise the person. If the Krishna does not like the person, he will give a belt in the Brahmana family or aristocratic family. But if Krishna knows, he will chastise you. This morning, Krishna, Prabhupada was speaking about that. So chastisement is rectification. An advancing devotee should be ready to accept it. And a devotee who he is not happy being chastised, even if you do not do what I'm being chastised for, should accept it. Because Krishna does not make mistakes. If we are not ready for chastisement, we should understand we have huge faults here. And progress is very difficult. Advancing devotees, or fortunate devotees, are ready for chastisement, they are happy. Because he knows chastisement is not hatred, it is purification, it is love. If you don't know, want to let the person know, stop yourself, don't put yourself in trouble. If you don't love somebody, why should I talk to you? It will be a great pleasure for me to see you do nonsense so you can follow up on time and give me a chance. But if you care for somebody, you want to see the person is on proper account. So why don't you tell the person, no, I don't know this. That is love. That is caring, that we care. So this morning we're telling because the Prabhupada was chastising the devotee who was serving him at that time. Chastised him and shouted at him. So other devotees who were there, they were bewildered, they didn't know what to do. So after that they asked the Prabhupada, what will be our attitude when you are chastising a brother and sister? So the Prabhupada told them, when the spiritual master is chastising a disciple, you should know. This devotee is very fortunate. The guru loves him, he loves her. He's caring for him or her. So you want to make sure the devotee is in proper standard. That is caring. That should be done. That is love for the spiritual master and the disciple. For us, if a disciple is chastised, you see, I know it all along that this devotee, I know. Now, I don't have problem, you see. That is, you know. We should feel about it, see. If we are not chastised, it means that we are not ready. Disciples are not being chastised, they are not ready, they are not making advancement. They are very slow. The Guru sees that they have too much possible. They don't want to make advancement. If they are not ready to take it, say not. You are not chastised. But when you see that you are ready, you give it. When you understand that and you get ready, then you prepare for that chastisement. I will make progress. That is not. That is scary. Yes, sir.
Yes. Mahārāj, you talk about higher psych. And obviously there is the lower psych. I mean, is it the relationship with the mode of nature? When you're talking of higher side and lower side.
Yes.
Is it something to do with the mode of nature?
It has to do with mode of nature, it has to do with our level. The higher side means that we protect ourselves from everybody. The lower side means chastisement. Or why do you chastise me? The lower side. We don't accept it. And we are thinking that we are perfect. We are correct. So I don't need it. It's the lower side. The higher side means that you take advantage of every opportunity to make advancement.
So by not accepting it, the chastisement means that we are in ignorance of
yes.
the fact that, you know, that we are getting something beneficial and cannot accept it.
Yes. Ignorance. Those who are in the higher modes accept all of this. Thank you. Thank you. Sikhananda Goswami. His sister was giving class and he was distracted by a good brother. So he would get him. He was so heavy, so heavy. That he felt unconscious. So when he regained consciousness, he started crying. Sri Guru asked him, why? The pain? He said, no. So why? The pain I cause you. That is what it deserves. The Guru embraced him. I was speaking for you. It is you I'm giving this class. So what did you do here? So when you did not pay proper attention, I corrected you. I am happy that you are separate. So you embrace him. So he accepted. So he was happy that he understood. Some of us were chastised and started blaspheming. That means ignorance.
I've seen senior devotees chastising junior devotees, not in a mentality to care, but just to show that they are senior devotees and to show them that they know better than the junior one. I have seen this mentality. Just to disturb the junior devotees that they do not know anything.
Yes.
So can you speak something about it?
Yes. We should not correct someone out of force or out of anger. Chastisement is different. Chastisement means we are showing the person mercy to get purified. But not hatred. We should demonstrate our hatred or our anger that way. If you do that, the purification will not work. Because that person also has false ego. The ego and the ego will clash. If you chastise a person out of love, out of fear, even if the person does not accept that that ego false ego, after a while, the person will realize, yes, no, what he told me was that. You realize that. But if you chastise the person out of false ego, the purification will not be much. And the person will react to the immunity. Therefore, it is not our duty to chastise the person as a policy. Or because I'm senior to you. A senior to you means that I should behave properly. I should act in such a way that my attitude will be a powerful preaching. That you will learn from it. Not that you will act in such a way that I become discouraged. That is not the reason for a chastisement. It's for sure our love and care. Many people do that because I'm a boss, so I can correct you. That is wrong. We can discourage devotees by doing that. Therefore, we should be very careful when we are doing that. If you chastise a person without possible, do it for the benefit of the person. The person will get purified. Even if he was not acceptable, he will get purified. Last year in the India, Navadi Parikrama. Yeah. One devotee was coming behind me and he was doing karakas wrongly. I said, stop. He said, stop. So he stopped. After 3 days, and I saw the devotee again, he came and said, thank you very much. I said, why? She said, well, that day I was playing card cards. Actually, my mind was somewhere else. So he told me, stop. I became conscious of what I was doing. And also, I was not perfect then. So within these days, I have been to practice and I have completed everything. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
So he got purified from that. Because telling him to stop, not that he should stop playing card cards, he should play for card cards. So he won it. And he made the best use of it. He came out. Alright? Yes, sir.
You talk about space in our heart.
Yes.
So the space in our heart should not be limited to money that we want, which should be for the whole world, isn't it?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So that's why the title Prabhupada brings up empty house for everyone.
Yes. 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 We should not limit. Okay, this is my friend, this is my family member. To expand it to the whole world. The proper deed. And you want us to do the same. That is what we came.
It's a very common one.
Yes. So Papa said, when the issue of you being a maker speak, I want to do something big. Right? Once you get motivated, I don't know something. What happened? Why are you a hero if I don't know something which is not easy for everyone? So why are you a hero? A warrior. A hero means that you do something which is not common for everyone. The devotee is to be available for the whole world. Not for two people. Become the local president, it will be difficult for people to see you. Right? I'm a temple president, I said, you're so busy that not the people can see you again. Where are the temple president? What kind of service is that? We are servant leaders, not boss. That means that now we are serving, so we should be available for those who we have to serve, so that people can see us. We're so busy building temples. Who's going to live in a temple we are busy constructing? We don't care for the devotees. Who's going to live there? Aunt? We don't care for the devotees who want to build them. For who? Please, hear the devotees. There is a saying that a stick of a broom can contain two lovers. Do you understand what it means? A stick, how big is the stick of a broom? A broom, a stick. How big is it?
Very small. Very small.
Two people can lie on it, two lovers, they can lie on the stick of a broom. Why the one palace cannot contain two enemies? You understand? Two enemies in palace, this big room cannot contain two enemies. Why a stick of broom can contain two lovers comfortably? You will lie on it comfortably. It will contain them. That is what is expected of us. We should be able to live comfortably with anyone. Share what we have with anyone. That is Christianity. We cannot carry our selfishness to God, because selfishness doesn't exist. It's only we can do that. And if you want to be devoted, you should give them up. You should give all this up. Then we can talk about one back and forth. Otherwise, it is a far cry. Alright? Yes, sir.
I have one. Yes. Very often we hear that devotees should not be judgmental.
Devotees
should not judge other devotees.
Yes.
So I'm coming to the point of caring. We have to see whether they are doing wrong. Whether they are doing wrong or not. In case they are doing wrong, then how do you care them? So in doing this activity of caring what wrong they are doing, how can we spare ourselves from not being judgmental and commit offense of sin?
A devotee is constantly having argument with other devotees. We should tell the devotee this is not a good karma. That's not being judgmental. It is different. Just not like finding fault with devotee, that's different. A devotee is very person to tell a devotee this is wrong. You do this. I don't need to remember. You should have another here. Can we finish it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Pida. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Did it make sense? Did it make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Very nice class. Very nice class.
Okay.